Septula doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You want in? 654-7627. You get in. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Successful business for 90 years, treating people the right way. Wonderful people, tremendous staff. Go see my friends at George Coleman Ford, where, again, generations of your family members keep coming back to see them. Ash wrote, first and foremost, I want to thank Joe for the wonderful experience helping me buy my Bronco Sport. He's the absolute best, and I have had so much patience with the first-time car buyer. Highly recommend if you are a first-time buyer, you just want someone to listen to you instead of just selling you a car. Thank you again, Joe. That's Ash, who wrote that 3 weeks ago. Again, go see the George Coleman Ford experience for yourself. I promise you'll thank me later. Just exceptional people, and they've been doing it the right way. And treating the people the right way, pretty much forever. All right, Rona, back to the running back list. Again, you want in? It's been busy all day, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. You know, that's a really good question. Texter 245. Texter 245 said, "Did Lloyd make the list?" Probably should have, probably could have. It's a good call. That's a legitimate call. You know, he's a guy I've had on my list before. And now he'll be fully healthy again. So, yeah, I appreciate that. That's a good call. Tesh said, "What's up, Walt? Great show. I'm a Georgia fan. I love Moffa's running style. I think he's a better pure running back than Shipley." Well, you know, again, I don't know about a better pure running back. Maybe. It depends what you're looking for. I still think Shipley's versatility is special. And I think Shipley is better than people think. Again, Shipley is being hurt by a comparison to Etienne. That's who he had to follow. You know, when Etienne came out of high school, I said he'd be the best back in Clemson football history. I think he fulfilled that. And I think Shipley gets compared to him, and people are looking for the exact same degree of explosiveness. Well, he's not quite as explosive. He's a step or so slower. He's not quite as explosive as Etienne. The thing is, who is as explosive as Etienne? Because I think right now in the NFL, Etienne's the most explosive running back in the NFL. I didn't say best. I don't think he's ever going to be the best. I think he's the most explosive, though. Now, again, Gibbs is coming into the league. Gibbs might challenge him for that title in a year or two. But I think that Etienne is probably the most explosive back in the National Football League, and I think he's a step more explosive than he was when he was at Clemson. And so he's unique. He's special. Look, it's a fair point. I want to get more to Shipley in a little bit. Tex said Shipley was banged up last year. Yeah, again, there's sort of a, I don't know if I want to call it a love-hate relationship. I don't know what it is. But every time I write anything that seems positive about Shipley, I get a bunch of messages from people saying, "Yeah, Walt, he's just not fast. He's not explosive." But he actually is all those things. He's fast and explosive. He's just not Etienne fast. And neither is anybody else. I'll get to him because he is not, his number's not up yet. Number 20, Ramona. Number 20 is Richard Reese of Baylor. A rising sophomore, Reese rushed for like 1,000 yards last year. Pretty explosive back. Not a huge back. Probably goes about, or at least a year ago, probably went about 190. But elusive, explosive, dangerous in space. Richard Reese. Good vision as well. It sounds generic, but he actually does have good vision. Richard Reese of Baylor is my running back 20. Number 19, Ramona. 19 is Catron Allen, Penn State, a.k.a. the other Penn State star rising sophomore back. Allen also rushed for near 1,000 yards last year. He's just a terrific football player who's going to have another big season at Penn State. This Penn State backfield is loaded. And Catron Allen, I'm telling you right now, Catron Allen was in any other backfield in the country other than Ole Miss, he would be getting all sorts of headlines because he is terrific. And again, he's just a rising sophomore. The only bad news for Allen is he's not the best back in his own backfield, which is why, again, Penn State is going to be so dangerous this year. So Catron Allen, number 19. Number 18, Ramon. Mayan Williams, Ohio State. I really want to put Mayan Williams higher than this. I'll explain a bit why he's not. Mayan Williams averaged like 6.5 yards a carry last year in the Big Ten. He is the guy who replaced Travion Henderson when Henderson got hurt, and he just ran over people. He's a yards after contact type of running back, you know, a 230-pound bruiser who will run you the stink over. And now, remember, the funny thing is, he was injured. Not only was Travion Henderson injured coming in the Georgia game, but Mayan Williams was injured, and he wound up only carrying the ball 3 times. It's funny, the recollection of that game, because, you know, everyone knows that Ohio State had put Georgia in real jeopardy. Ohio State was up 12 and about to go up 20 and when the Marvin Harrison hit occurred and he was knocked out of the game. But not only did he lose Marvin Harrison, you didn't have either starting running back. And they have one of the greatest backfield combos in the last 10 or 15 years. You didn't have either one of those guys against Georgia. So they were really depleted and yet still excellent. Mayan Williams is a load to handle. The thing is, and I've seen him get a lot of praise preseason and rightfully so. I don't think he's the best back in his own backfield. I think Travion Henderson is still the best back because Henderson will go 80 yards on you. And Mayan Williams is not going to go 80 yards. Mayan Williams is almost more of an old style running back. You know, he's going to hammer at you for 5, 5.5, 6. But Henderson can give you, 5, 5, 5, and then 80. You know, and that's why I have Mayan Williams at 18. Number 17. Ray Davis. This one would be a little tricky. Ray Davis is now at Kentucky. Ray Davis was previously at Vanderbilt, and he's now going by Ray, too, which is good. It's easier than his actual first name. But Ray Davis transferred from Vanderbilt to Kentucky. At Vanderbilt, he averaged nearly 5 yards a carry and rushed for about 1,000 yards. He's about 5'10", and I would guess 225, maybe 230. He is thick. He is thick, and he's a powerful runner. And again, when you're the star running back at Vanderbilt and you're a quality player, you're getting the focus of almost every defense they face because it's not like Vanderbilt has a ton of options in the passing game. So Ray Davis had to face that, and he still succeeded. And now he has moved on to Kentucky. And Kentucky needed a back. Remember, they had lost Chris Rodriguez to the NFL draft. So now Ray Davis comes in, and I fully expect he'll be the starter. And I fully expect him to run for over 1,000 yards behind an improved Kentucky offensive line. Improved from where they were last year. Number 16. Number 16 is Devin Neal. Neal is the star Kansas tailback, young back, super explosive, very, very dangerous. And he's going to team up with one of the best quarterbacks in the country, which is why Kansas is a more dangerous football team than people think. But Devin Neal is a threat to go 80 on you on any play, and he'll also run between the tackles. Really talented back. You know, I've already said this is sort of the year of the running back. So don't be disappointed if your guy isn't as high as you hoped or whatever else, because this is a tough class. This is a tough group. There's some really talented guys that have already gone, that I've already listed. So Devin Neal, one of those guys. Number 15 is Florida State back Trey Benson. There are probably Noles fans who want him to be higher, but like I said, you're in 1,000-yard company now, okay? All these guys are that. All these guys are 1,000-yard backs now. Trey Benson was remarkable last year in terms of yards after contact. In fact, I believe he led the nation or finished second in that category. He averaged 6.43 yards a carry. And if you just put any game film on, you can see him running through tackles. Trey Benson's yards after contact were superior. And, you know, I don't necessarily know where it all comes from with him. You know, I don't look at him and think, man, he's super explosive, or man, he's super powerful. But guys just seem to sort of bounce off of him. And he runs through tackles as well as anybody in the country ran through tackles last year. Somebody, you know, again, somebody's going to have to get him to the ground, because they're going to be able to throw the ball. They're going to have elite receivers. They have an elite running back. They have an elite quarterback. Somebody's going to have to find a way to get Benson to the ground more so than they did a year ago. So Trey Benson makes the list at number 15. Number 14, Ramona. Number 14 is Audric Estime of Notre Dame. You're talking about, again, a 228-pound running back, probably 5'11", ran for 100 yards on Clemson last year. He is a bowling ball, low center of gravity, physical force, runs through tackles, very difficult guy to get to the ground. Notre Dame runs all that duo blocking up front, and Estime just needs a little crease. And once he gets to the second level, no one wants to tackle him. That's the type of back he is. I will tell you this. He's already said he thinks he's the best player in the country and should win the Heisman Trophy. He's already said that. Now, again, I think he still has something to prove in that regard. But remember, Logan Davis, who was a guy who was expected to split some time with him, is no longer there. Now, Logan Davis wasn't alone there in terms of the trailing backs and other guys that are going to help Notre Dame. We'll get to that when we get to running back rooms. But in terms of just what he is, again, this is a guy who is very much a physical force and is very difficult to get to the ground. Runs physically, runs through contact. Should have a really big year at Notre Dame. If he rushes for 1,500 yards at Notre Dame, that will not surprise me. So Audric Estime, the Notre Dame back. Number 13, Ramona. Number 13 is Alton McCaskill. Alton McCaskill.
Who? Say that one more time.
Alton McCaskill. Good?
Go ahead, yeah.
He is now at Colorado with Dion. McCaskill came into college football 2 years ago with a storm. He was playing for Houston at the time, and in his freshman season, honestly, I thought he looked as good as any running back in America. I just... Strong, physical, explosive, had it all. Absolutely had it all. And then in the spring, he blew up his knee. And so we never saw year two of what McCaskill was going to become. Now, McCaskill, who's a very intelligent kid, is saying that he feels stronger and faster than ever. And he thinks he's going to be better than ever. Now, he's had a lot. He's going to have had a lot of recovery time. Remember I always say these ACL injuries are more like a year and a half injury? Well, you know, he was injured relatively early in the spring last year. So he's going to be in that year and a half situation. And if you just listen to him, I think he's ready. And he is an incredible talent. Now, Deion Sanders has assembled a pretty unique backfield with five or six guys that actually can all play and that all have speed. It's not hard to understand what Deion is trying to do out in Colorado. Deion believes in speed, and he is trying to put together a fast football team. And there's no doubt in my mind that in another year or two, he'll have done that. McCaskill is all that in a bag of chips. He's going to be the lead back for this group. Again, assuming he is back healthy, he'll be the lead back for this football team. And again, if he is back healthy, he'll be a challenger for best back in America. And I'll have listed him way too low. I can't grant it because I haven't seen it after the knee injury. But I'm telling you, if Alton McCaskill is truly healthy, he is going to be a big-time problem for others. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made biscuit? 49 savory steps. Get a scratch-made Cajun filet biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's bow time.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Trust EnviroMulch as they have the best products to protect your landscape and plants and help them retain moisture, enhancing your home and saving money. Order online at EnviroMulch.com.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16th, 2023. Void where prohibited.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I get extra help on my prescription drugs through Medicare. Aren't there special Medicare Advantage plans that uniquely cover this and other additional benefits?
Walt, it never ceases to amaze me at just how smart your listening audience is. Yes, listener, not only special plans, but also a special election period that allows you to make this change. Please call me today at 864-307-8484, and we will get the ball rolling.
There you go, listener. Just give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today. And always remember, if Gary does not represent a specific plan that you are looking for, he will shepherd you through Medicare. You will thank me later.
Hey, Clemson fans, do you have high power bills? Any idea why? Probably that old noisy heat pump you hear sitting in your flower bed outside. With a water furnace geothermal system, you can eliminate the noise and reduce your heating, cooling, and hot water costs by 70%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional rebate on top of the federal and state tax credits of 55%. What are you waiting for? To learn more, go to ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
Every day, around 32 people in the United States die in drunk driving crashes. That's 32 families who have lost a loved one today to drunk driving. Don't be a statistic. Be responsible if you're drinking and do not drive. Plan your ride home before the start of the party, concert, or night out. If you see an impaired driver on the road, contact local law enforcement. Your call could help save someone's life. Visit theforestercenter.org for substance abuse intervention and prevention tips today. Theforestercenter.org.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Yeah, something to that today. We have lots to get to still, and only 35 minutes to do it. So if you want to join me, you are welcome to do so. You can get right in and join the conversation. All right, and I've got lots of texts from people offering opinions, etc., and asking me what about this guy or that guy. I was asked by a texter whether I considered offensive line in this listing. I did consider offensive line, and certainly that's going to favor some of these backs more than others. You know, for example, that's an area that Notre Dame is usually good in, and probably should be again, which should help Ostime quite a bit. Before we get back to the list, though, let's take care of, that should help Ostime quite a bit. Because, as I said, you know, people remember Ostime from the Clemson game last year. You're talking about a guy who rushed for, I think, 105 yards, 110 yards in that game, something like that. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber, bring superior fiber gigabyte internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com and clicking register interest. Look, join the network with the fastest internet speeds available, over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabits by 200 megabits per second, starting as low as $50 per month. 500 by 500 for $65 a month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet service in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HDTV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overcharges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. They treat their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Upcountry Fiber. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com, clicking updates, see areas currently under construction, and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. I promise you will thank me later. All right, Tarana, next up. Next up is... Hit it.
What's the number?
Number 12. Sorry. Number 12 is Will Shipley. I really want to put Shipley higher than this. I just want to see him be healthy. I want to see the offensive line produce. I want to see how he's utilized in the new offense by Garrett Riley. Because I still think Shipley's incredibly talented. You know, it's funny because I'm having this conversation with people on the text line as well. And again, I understand your concerns, but people write me and they'll say things like, well, Moffitt's just more explosive, or Moffitt is this, and, you know, and Shipley's just not explosive enough, and this type of thing. None of that is true. Okay? None of that is true. Will Shipley would beat every running back on this team in a foot race. He's one of the fastest players on this team. Shipley is a 4.45 guy. People say, well, he stumbles or he gets caught from behind. Well, you know, look, again, there are no big runs without wide receivers blocking. This team, the wide receivers have just not functioned in any capacity for the last 2 years. Not in any stinking capacity. And that includes blocking downfield. And again, there are no big runs without wide receivers blocking downfield. We have seen Shipley's explosiveness. There's a reason that Shipley is the guy they put back there to shag kicks, and he has nearly broken a number of those kicks. You know, honestly, I get what people think they see, and in a way, it's created a running back that people sort of believe is like one step away, Will Shipley. Like one step away, Shipley. Well, in a sense, he has been one step away. In a sense. In that he isn't Etienne. Would Etienne have taken some of those? Would Etienne have housed some of those runs? Yes. But because you're not Etienne, doesn't mean you're not one of the great runners in Clemson football history, which Shipley already has been. And he will continue to rise on the all-time list in that regard. So disrespect Will Shipley at your own risk. And, you know, I say that because, look, I know what people are writing me, okay? Like I had somebody write me and say, and it's fair, I think it was Heath that said basically, you know, I don't think it's, you know, people about Shipley. I think it's more the offense from when Tony Elliott was here. And but it's not. It's not. I wrote something fairly complimentary about Shipley on Twitter like a week ago, and I had a number of these same responses. The one step away crowd. Look, I think he's going to find greener grass in this offense. I'm wishing him good health because health has been an issue for him. But I think he has a lot of leadership traits. He has since the day he got here. He's a legit 4.45 guy, which means he can go 80 yards at any time. He needs some help. There needs to be some blocking. And you know what? Somebody else in offense needs to do a stinking thing. Because the receivers have just been borderline useless. Not just in blocking, but in receiving. What do you think happens then? If you can't threaten somebody vertically, if you can't threaten them at all, if the offense doesn't function to the point that you can't threaten anybody vertically, what do you think happens? Well, the field gets compressed, and you play in a box, and then Shipley doesn't have the quality of running lanes that he needs. And he's more physical than people think. He's run between the tackles. That run against Florida State, that 20-yard run against Florida State a couple years ago is one of the greatest runs you're going to see in college football history. Will Shipley is better than people think. Will Shipley rushed for 1,200 yards last year, and he wasn't 100% healthy. He also had like 38 catches. You know, if you're complaining about a running back that rushed for 1,200 yards, averaged 5.5 yards a carry, and had 38 catches, man, times have really changed at Clemson. Again, are there some areas he needs to improve in? Yes, his pass protection is lacking at times. And he needs to get better in that area. He needs to stay healthy. He needs to stay healthy. But if you think a back that already has rushed for 1,200 yards in a season, has 38 catches, can't play, or isn't explosive, that's wrong. This is wrong. Again, he needs to stay healthy. The offensive line needs to perform. The wide receivers need to block downfield. And this guy will find some green grass, and he'll make some 50, 60-yard touchdown runs. It's coming. You know, people also have to remember, he's still relatively young in his career, but he's coming off a big year, and he's capable of more than that. And again, I believe that in this offense, he will find more green grass, more space to operate. That's what I think will happen. And if he does that, then he could rush for 1,500 yards easily. So I would withhold judgment on Will Shipley because I think that history is going to say, when all said and done, that Will Shipley is one of the greatest running backs to ever play at Clemson. Maybe not Etienne. Maybe not CJ Spiller. Maybe next. Maybe when all is said and done and we write the greatest running back list in Clemson football history, it might say Travis Etienne 1, CJ Spiller 2, and Will Shipley 3. So stick around for that. I think there's more excitement and big runs coming for Will Shipley. And that's why I really sort of want to rank him higher. And the one thing that kept me from ranking him higher is I want to see him stay healthy. I think if he stays fully healthy, I think you might get some showtime out of Shipley. Showtime Shipley. Number 11. Rising sophomore running back Damian Martinez at Oregon State. Martinez is a physical force. That is a physical running game. There's a lot to like with Martinez. Again, as a Frost, he rushed for like 1,000 yards. I believe, and I'm not 100% certain of this, but I believe this off the top of my head, I believe he went over 100 yards in his last six games of his freshman season. That's pretty impressive. Well, he's coming back. And, of course, now he'll have a quarterback that Clemson fans are familiar with. DJ Uiagalelei will be his quarterback. So we'll see how all of that stuff works out for both DJ Uiagalelei and for Damian Martinez. But Damian Martinez makes my list at number 11. All right, Ramona. And then there were 10. Number 10. Number 10 is the guy that I left off and had some nagging feeling that I was missing somebody. And when I sat down and thought about it for a while, eventually it came to me. It wasn't easy. But that guy is Rasheen Ali from Marshall. Okay, there's a little risk here. We're putting Rasheen Ali here. This is basically a call off of 2 years ago. Rasheen Ali came in as a freshman to Marshall and friggin' tore it up. He rushed for nearly 1,500 yards. I know it was over 1,400 yards. And he had like 45 receptions too. He was a dominant freshman running back at Marshall. Just a really tremendous football player. I was super excited about Rasheen Marshall. And so Rasheen Ali at Marshall. Last year, I put Rasheen Ali high on my list. I don't remember where, but high on my list. And then what happened, Ramona? He vanished. There was no sign of him. No tell of him. I couldn't get any information. He just vanished. He took a leave of absence. He went away. I still, to this day, do not know why he went away. I've seen some things speculated on. I'm just not sure any of them are accurate. So he was gone, and it appeared he wasn't coming back at all. And then at some point, he came back. They had already established another star running back who went on to the NFL now in his absence. But in the little bit we had of Rasheen Ali, he still rushed for like 6 yards a carry. He rushed for like 250 yards. But again, he didn't really get back until the end of the season. I don't know what happened with him. I don't think it was injury related. I don't know. I know there was some late injury floated story. I'm just not sure I believe it. I don't know if it's personal reasons. I don't know. I do know this. When he was on the football field 2 years ago, he was one of the best running backs in America, one of the best running backs I had seen. I think he's back. It's his job again. Again, if he, you know, takes another leave of absence, this could all go up in flames. But assuming he plays football this year, he's going to rush for 1,700 yards and no one's going to stop him. Rasheen Ali, number 10. Honestly, if I knew this dude was playing and was going to play every game, I'd have him higher than this. Number 9, Ramona. Number 9 is the other Michigan running back, Donovan Edwards. Donovan Edwards, when Blake Corum got hurt, they didn't really miss much. Donovan Edwards averaged 7 yards a carry, physical force, big back, good long speed, just an absolute NFL running back. I mean, guy just screams NFL running back. Donovan Edwards, the other Michigan back. The other Michigan
back. Why do you say that?
Well, because the number one Michigan back is still to come.
Okay, I thought I had my list wrong.
No. I gave you a hint of it just now. But Corum was injured, and Edwards took over full time. And Edwards was playing anyway. And Corum is allegedly back to full health, and he made the decision to return to Michigan. So they clearly have one of the best backfields in America. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. It's always the right time to give a special gift from Turner's. Their seasoned professionals will help guide you the perfect selection. There are so many choices, necklaces, earrings, watches, rings. Whatever you choose, her eyes will light up. You'll see a gorgeous smile. A lot of guys are unsure about buying diamonds. It's a serious investment. Turner's will educate you so you know you're making the right selection. One of the latest jewelry trends are lab-grown diamonds. Yes, really. They're about half the cost of diamonds from a mine. They're beautiful. You can choose the exact type of lab-grown diamond based on the four C's, cut, color, clarity, and carat. And Turner's will show you all the options available to you. Ultimately, a lab-grown diamond's a diamond. She's going to love it. Honestly, she's going to love it even more because now, unless you're cheap, you can afford a diamond that's two times as big. Now, you could move in the other direction and get it half as
for half the price.
but I would advise, going for like the 2-carat bomb here. That's what I would advise doing. And get to Turner's Jewelers, and you will thank me later. Turner's takes expert care of fine pieces of forever or permanent jewelry so they will last a lifetime. Turner's has precision technology that solders even the most delicate pieces easily and quickly. It only takes a few minutes. She'll love seeing them restored. When it comes to wedding rings year-round, nobody says I do like Turner's. Go see the local family jewelers with more than 60 years of expertise. Visit Turner's Jewelers today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. 864-882-5414. 864-882-5414. Quick break.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three, Monday through Wednesday till 7:30, Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Sark's Greenville Auto Repair is your shop that can repair your vehicle. Our staff has over 30 years of experience and are ASE certified, serving Greenville County since 2015. We specialize in brakes, suspension, wheel alignments, tires, engine diagnostic, and oil changes on all foreign and domestic vehicles. If you need basic maintenance or emergency repair, we can get you back on the road quickly. Located at 1900 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, or call 864-609-0202 for an appointment today. You can visit us online at sarksgreenvilleautorepair.com.
Carolina Direct Furniture, passing savings directly to their customers. Don't let Carolina Direct's warehouse fool you. It's stocked and ready for you. Bedroom, dining, sofas, rugs, lamps, mattresses, and more. They are a locally owned family store that operates with a low overhead to present you with the savings you deserve. Find them in Greer, where Pelham and Highway 14 connect, and they will connect you with the furniture and mattresses of your dreams. Check them out online at carolinadirect.com. Mention the Roar for an extra 5% discount.
Looking for ways to get some extra money in your monthly budget? We've got the perfect way with a super auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your car and get huge savings when you beat your current auto loan rate by 1%. That's right, beat your current auto loan by 1% and save even more when you're not making a monthly payment for 90 days. You heard right, 90 days of no payments and beat your current auto loan by 1%. That's a super deal, backed by a super team of financial experts that'll leave you feeling super confident that you can pay off your vehicle. Get moving. This super deal won't stay around a super long time. Visit an office near you or foundersfcu.com/superrates today. That's foundersfcu.com/superrates. Or visit a Founders office near you to see how we can help put a little extra in your monthly budget. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved.
If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe.
Yes, yeah, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
We are back. Walt Tip Tooley Road Rage. Lots to get to. A little time to do it. And we may go over some of these guys in a little more depth tomorrow because we're running short of time now. I did see some texts in support of Will Shipley now, like one saying, you know, the offensive line, Shipley would be more explosive if the offensive line is better. And there's something to that, you know. And now whether that's going to be the case or not on the offensive line, I think remains a bit of a mystery. I'm more confident in the interior offensive line right now as we stand here today. Number eight, Ramona. Number eight is Bucky Irvine. You don't have many Buckies.
But in the NFL, did you have any Buckies?
No. But Bucky Irvine, the Oregon tailback, is one of the most exciting players in the country. He is a slight back. He probably is like, I don't know what they list him at, but he's probably like 180. But Bucky Irvine is showtime for Oregon. And when he gets a little bit of space, he is like Mr. Excitement and a threat to go 80, 90 yards. Any place he touches the ball. Just a terrific, explosive, exciting running back in space, and he's more than that. I mean, he'll run between the tackles too, but he probably rushed for 1,200 yards last year. I would expect a lot more out of him this year. In fact, you know, he's in a pretty good situation in that backfield too, in terms of how they utilize him. If Oregon has a season, you could have a couple of potential Heisman candidates on that football team. Number seven. Number seven is Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen rushed for like 1,250 yards last year. Now he's going to be playing for a new coaching staff, a better coaching staff. I was a little disappointed with Braylon Allen last year. I expected enormous things out of Braylon Allen. I thought that you could be looking at one of the truly great Wisconsin running backs of all time. He was good, but not quite as good as I expected. One of the reasons is his vision seemed like semi-gone. I don't know. Maybe you need the Dan Ugla, Jameis Winston laser surgery. I'm not sure because he seemed to run into a lot of defenders last year. You know, you want to try and make the first guy miss. Braylon Allen seemed to just run directly in to too many people last year. And I think it's an area that, you know, he seemed better at 2 years ago when I saw all the insane potential. He was averaging over 8 yards a carry. I'm sort of hedging my bet on him this time because I think the potential is there to be a Heisman Trophy type of guy, but he wasn't everything I expect him to be last year. So that's how he finds himself at 7. Number 6.
May I interject just for a second?
Yeah.
And I don't know Wisconsin. If I'm just right or not.
Braylon Allen's Wisconsin.
No, that's not.
Bucky Irvine's Oregon.
Bucky is, it's saying Irving. Is it Irving?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. You just said it different from me and I was getting confused.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's still Irving.
Okay.
If you want to go the Julius route, now that was Irving with an E.
Okay.
So you all caught up?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay, number 6.
Number six is Travion Henderson. Henderson would have been top 3 for me heading into last year. He got injured, and we basically never saw him. And in his absence, again, Mayan Williams, the other back, played really, really well. And I think there's an expectation now that Mayan Williams is better than Travion Henderson. He's not. Travion Henderson is much more explosive than Williams. Much more explosive. He's the dangerous guy in the home run hitter. Hey, look, if Travion Henderson is fully healthy and placed his ability, he could be the best back in the country. That's how talented he is. He's a guy who absolutely can run between the tackles, run physically, and absolutely go 90 yards on it. He's got home run hitting, big time speed. He's all that in a bag of chips. So I am expecting the big bounce back year for Henderson. And of course, obviously, they've got a great running back situation at Ohio State. Number five is CJ Baxter. Some of you will definitely not know this name because he has not played in college football yet. CJ Baxter is the new Texas running back, and he's going to step right in, and I think he's going to be a star from day one. Now, Baxter is a big back. He's 6'2 and probably 220. He runs a little vertically, which means he's subject to taking some shots and maybe injury. Because he does, when I watch his running style, two things are clear to me about Baxter's running style. He has he runs with the patience of a Le'Veon Bell, which is a really good trait in a young runner. He lets his blocking develop. He understands that in early age. That's rare. So CJ Baxter has that. He's also big and physical. The one concern is, as a tall back, he does run vertically. His pad level, his body mechanics, not exactly where I'd like him to be ideally, but I think it's good enough to be a 12, 1300-yard rusher, maybe more in the SEC or as we move into the future, in the Big 12 this year and beyond. I think he's that type of running back. He was clearly the most special running back in the freshman class. He was evaluated as such, and this time they hit the evaluation because I think he's a big time player who's going to be Texas's starting running back from day one. I think people are going to have a really hard time dealing with CJ Baxter. Number 4, Ramona. Number 4 is the other Michigan back, Blake Corum. Corum rushed for 1,500 yards last year before he got hurt. You know, he's a little guy, 5'9", but he is compact, physical, strong, powerful, tough, fast, athletic, makes people miss, plays the game with reckless abandon. There's just Blake Corum was just born to play football, just born to play the game. And that combination is an absolutely deadly combination of Corum and Edwards. If I knew with 100% certainty that Corum was going to be 100% healthy right from the get-go, I would probably have the Michigan running back room as the number one in America. But we'll get to that tomorrow mainly. Number 3, Ramona. Number 3 is Raheem Sanders. Now, this goes back to something somebody asked me earlier today about, are you considering the offensive lines in this? Yeah, Arkansas lost a lot, but Raheem Sanders is a round one NFL running back. Raheem Sanders is a big back, 6'2". Oh, by the way, he goes by Rocket, too, Rocket Sanders. He's 6'2 and 230 37, 38 pounds. You know, and they're running stuff that gets him space. And once he gets his shoulders squared and heads downhill, he is really, really difficult to contain. He almost has a straight-legged running style, but he's faster than you think, and he is extremely physical, and that offense gets him in a lot of space. And once he does, once he gets outside and squares his shoulders, good luck. Good luck. He was terrific last year, absolutely terrific. And even though Arkansas lost a lot of pieces, I expect Raheem Sanders to be tremendous again. You're talking again about a round one NFL caliber running back, sort of what an NFL running back used to look like. But he has the modern day explosiveness to go with his size and his physicality. So there's just a lot to like with Raheem Sanders. And again, with Jefferson, you know, they do a lot of the ball magic stuff, and you don't really know initially who has the football. So Raheem Sanders, Rocket Sanders, number three on the list. Number two. Number two is Penn State running back Nicholas Singleton. I have already talked to you about the other Penn State running back, the other Penn State rising sophomore back, and Katron Allen. If it weren't for Nicholas Singleton, Katron Allen would be much higher. Maybe up here where Singleton is. That's how good Katron Allen is. He's an exceptional running back, really talented and gifted young back. He's just not Nicholas Singleton. And I don't know that anybody else is either. Nicholas Singleton. Penn State has this long history of running backs. You know, if you people are fans of Franco Harris, or if you ever heard the name of Lydell Mitchell, who was a tremendous NFL running back, those two shared the same backfield at Penn State once upon a time. Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell were in the same stinking backfield, one of the obvious greatest backfields in history. But Penn State has had so many great running backs through the years. Now, some of them didn't always work out. You know, some of these guys had major expectations at the pro level but did not play that way. Kurt Warner was another that did. Not the quarterback Kurt Warner. This is Kurt Warner with a C, who was a star running back for the Seattle Seahawks once upon a time. But they've had a long history of great running backs that go from, you know, Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell right up through Saquon Barkley. Nicholas Singleton has a chance to be the best of all of them. This is another reason I'm so high on Penn State. They had two freshman running backs rush for 1,000 yards last year. And Singleton's amazing. He is insanely explosive. He can make you miss. He's a no-fluff runner, though. When a straight line is there, he is going to explode into that hole and take that straight line. And he will go 80 yards on you in a heartbeat. And I think he came in as a true freshman last year, and he came in as the number one running back in the country. And he more than played like that all year. So Nicholas Singleton, number two. And the only reason Singleton is number two is because you can't put anybody else but Quinshon Judkins of Ole Miss at number one. Because Judkins was nothing short of astonishing. There is nothing Judkins can't do on a football field. He has...
Okay, what are you saying? Junkins?
Quinshon Judkins.
Judkins?
Right. J-U-D-K-I-N-S. Nothing he can't do on a football field. Amazing short area quickness for a physical back. Absolutely runs through and over people. And has great long speed as well. He's like a one-man army. In year one in the SEC, this cat rushed for nearly 1,600 yards. I mean, there's just no doubt about one as of this moment. Now, maybe injuries will change it, but he's the best back in America headed into the season. And Lane Kiffin has a loaded backfield at Ole Miss, and I think he's got a healthy star quarterback in Jackson Dart who will win that job. We're done. Walt up to the road rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
He was stealing second every time. Players like that, we need to see more of in the game because it's entertainment. The way in which the game is played to its core has been changed for the good.
First Name Sports, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern.
Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King starts now.
We're bringing class back to primetime
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
It's got to be primetime.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSIN Primetime.
Hour two of VSIN Primetime, presented by BetMGM, alongside Jared Smith, sitting in for Sean King. I am Tim Murray. Hey, folks, I got to do it this way, that way, right there. If you're watching, Hardwood Handicappers, yeah, look at there that sidebar. Yeah, make sure you listen to that. The NBA Finals preview is up. Jared, do this, right? Like, just take your finger up. No, yeah, there you go. Yeah, there we go.
Now it changed.
The man who co-hosts that fine program is Jonathan Von Tobel, our senior NBA analyst, and he joins us right now. JVT, so many ways to jump into the NBA Finals, obviously, but I'm curious. We were just having this discussion, and not to bring up bad memories of what just unfolded in the MVP market for the Eastern Conference Finals, but when you look at the NBA Finals MVP, I believe Nikola Jokic is the biggest favorite we've ever had heading into a series, Sports Odds History mentioned that, you know, odds on favorites are just 7-6 in this awards market. So would there be an angle you would attack the finals MVP, or are you too scarred off of the Eastern Conference Finals?
Called me twice. First off, I am the host of Hardwood Capital. Let's get that straight.
Oh, boy.
So it's funny, I actually mentioned this on our NBA Finals preview, which you find up on Harvard Handicappers, which was, like, I want to be jaded enough to never bet these markets against him. But then you look around, and then I find Jamal Murray at 20-1 to win Finals MVP, and I'm like, oh, they're going to pull me back in here, aren't they? Because, like, in reality, I would say Jamal Murray has a higher percentage of winning that award than what 20-1 would indicate. So I have not bet it yet, but I am very jaded, because at the end of the day, you know, if there was going to be a role player that was going to win this award or in these awards, and, you know, I know some people are like, well, it's only the second year of the conference finals, but it's the same format, right? You have 9 voters for the conference finals. You have 11 voters for the NBA finals who are going to decide this vote. And it's just usually going to go to the guy, the best player on the team that wins. And if Jokic comes out and just averages what he does, which for him, an average is a triple double, right? 27, 10 to 10, then he's going to win.